We hold with Daf Chafei on top, in the first line there. So Amalei Ravada Barava L'Rova. So Ravada Barava said to Rova, V'yei Kli Cheres Mitama Migabai. If so, let's say Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, what is, like we said before, it's only Mitama Avir inside, it, let's say it should also be Mitama from the outside. If a Cheres touches the outside of a Kli Cheres, it should also be Mekabah Tumah. Now I'll tell you Mekabah Chayma, have a Kabah Chayma. Well, Ma'a Kol HaKelim, Ma'adach all the other Kelim, metal or wood. Shein Mitamoyim Yaviron. If a Sheretz atomic just touches the inside of the Kli, doesn't touch the Kli itself, just the Avir, it's not Mekabah Tumah. Still, Mitamoyim Migabon, if the Sheretz touches the outside of a Kli, Matchis, a metal Kli or wooden Kli, it's Mekabah Tumah. If so, Kli Cheretz, an earthly Kli. That's the pasuk before of Toichoi, that when the Tomid just comes inside the Av of the ear of the Kli, it becomes Tomid the Kli. If so, Eina Din, isn't it a sort to say, Shiatama Migaboy, that what Din if the Sheretz touches the outside of the Kli should also become Tomid. So why don't I say that Kabuchoyma, the outside should also be Mekabutoma? This thing where it says, no, Omakro, the pasuk says like this. Omakro, the pasuk says, the whole Kli Pasuach. Any open Kli, Asher Ein Summit Poslolov, that does not have a tight cover on top of it. And they were talking about Oyah HaMeis, that if you have a Kli inside the room, that a mace is there, so the tumor comes inside the Kli. Unless the Kli is covered, has a tight seal, it's covered on top of it. If it has a tight cover, then what's inside the Kli is not Metama. And this is a special Chiddush by Kli Cheres. If an earthly Kli that has a cover on top of it, then the tumah does not go inside it. Now, a zel kli, what type of a kli we're talking about over here? She tumosoi kodemus apishoi, like the tumah comes in first before the opening of it. So Rashi explains, kli pasur says, midkoper apsicho, shamina b'kli cheres koi, somewhere on earth the kli, the zel kli, what type of kli, she tumosoi kodemus apesach, means, b'ezer kelim regila toiroh, like what type of a tumor we have before that the Torah says the tumor goes inside it, like just coming inside the arm of the Kli becomes tumi. That's the chiddush of a Kli Cheres, that when the tumor comes inside the arm alone, the Kli becomes tumi. Now the pasuk is mashma v'chi'ein summit poslolov hudimitami. When does this Kli Cheres nursery Kli become tumi in the Yer HaMeis? Only if there's no covering on top of it. If it's not tight, sealed tight. But if it's sealed tight, if there's a closed covering on top of the Kli, then Mashmit's Tor, there it is Tor. Even though what? Even though the Tumah HaMeis like is touching the outside of the Kli. But since the Tumah HaMeis cannot get inside the Kli because it's sealed tight, therefore the Kli is Tor. To see clearly by Kli Cheres, that if Tommy touches the outside of the Kli, it's Tor. That's the Gzeres HaKos, even though the Kabbalah claims that it should become Tommy, but that's the Gzeres HaKos of known, that as long as the Kli is sealed tight, then the Tumas HaMeis does not go inside it. Iber touches the outside of the Kli, that there it is, the Kli Ches not Mekabel Tumah from the outside. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, the Yehei Kol HaKelim Metamoim Me'avir Mekabel Chaymah. So all other kelim, metal kli or wooden kli, that if you put the sheretz inside the kli, even though it doesn't touch the sides, it should also become tummy from the kavah chayma. Or ma kli cheres, maduch this earthly kli, shein metama migaboy. That if tumah touches the outside of the kli, we just said it's not mekabel tumah, it's only mekabel tumah inside. If you touch the outside of the kli, it doesn't become tummy. Still metamoy meaviroy. That if tumah goes inside the kli becomes tumah. That's the pasuk toichoi. Anything goes inside it's metamrit. If so, kol hakelim all other kelim, metal or wood, she metamoyim migabon. That if tumah touches the outside of the kli becomes tumah. Ein adin, isn't it a svara to say she metamoyim miavirim? That should also be mekabel tumah from the yavir. That if the tumah goes just inside the ear of the kli without touching the sides, it should also be tumah. So Mora says, no, Omakro, and this the Pasuk says, Toichoi, so we dash in Toichoi shall zeh, for loy Toichoi shall achar. The Pasuk says, Toichoi by Kli Cheres, that if something just goes inside the Kli is Metama. So we dash, and this chiddush is only by a kli cheres. Toicha shel zeh, only inside a kli cheres we have this chiddush, but not toicha shel acher. In another kli, like a metal kli or a wooden kli, you don't have this chiddush. So there's the question: what kind of dig is this? Vahani toichoi ho dashinim. We already dashed the word toichoi to teach us that in the kli cheres, what goes inside, Rashi says chad legufay, the chad gzera shava. The name toichoi latame we had before gzera shava. It says toichoi twice. Then one is to teach us when the sheretz goes inside the avir, the kli becomes tamei. The second chiddush was that when the kli is tamei, anything inside its avir also becomes tamei. So we don't have an extra one to teach us that other kelim do not have the tumas teichoi. So again, we have a kabachoyma. Why shouldn't the wooden kli or metal kli be metamei miteichoi? So Mara says no. The Umayin says arbo teichoi ksivei. It says really four drushes here. It says the word teichoi, teich, and teichoi teich. Meaning it says the word in the Torah teichoi twice. Really, both times it just should have said the word teich, and it says the word teichoi an extra vav. So it says twice, and each one is like double. So as if it says it four times, the word toich. So there's four words we dash like this. Chad legufay. One is legufay for kli cheres to teach us that when the sheres, the tummy, just comes inside the avir, the kli becomes tummy. V'chad gzera shava. One is for gzera shava, that not only does the tummy, when it comes inside, be metama the kli, but who adin, once the kli is tummy, anything inside the avir also becomes tummy. Like if the kli is full of mustard seeds, all the seeds in the middle that's not touching the sides also become tummy. So that's the second word, toichoi. Now, chad, one extra one is toichoi shel zeh, v'loi toichoi shel acher. One is for our drusha, that only by an earthly kli have this chiddush, that what goes inside it makes it tummy. But by a wooden kli or a metal kli, you don't have this chiddush. There the tumah has to touch the kli, not just come inside the avir. And what's the fourth one? The Chad has to teach us the drush of toichoi v'loi toich toichoi, that only when the sheretz or the oichel is inside the avir of the kli cheres, and not if it's inside a toich toichoi means another container like inside the kli cheres. It's like a double one. That no, and v'afilu kli shata, that's the chiddush. Even if the inside kli is like a metal kli, still it's not metama. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says toichoi. Let's say you have one big earthly kli. Now inside it you put another kli, and the chiddush is even if it's a metal kli. Now that this inside kli, its mouth, like its sides, come up above the outside kli. Now it comes above the pi hachitzayim. Yeah. Now let's say you have oichle and a mashkin inside the pnimi. Inside this metal kli, there's some food inside it. The tumma the avra chitzen. Now you have the sheretz hanging in the outside kli. So locher is the food that's inside the middle kli does not become tummy, because the food in the middle kli is not considered inside the kli cheres, but rather it's inside this middle kli. That's the drushum. It's only mekabel tumma if it's inside the kli cheres and not toich toichoi. Since this is toich toichoi, it doesn't have any tumma from a kli cheres. And the chiddush is the afilu kli shatif, that even if the middle kli, and when the Gemara says the chiddush is the afilu kli shatif, means even though the middle kli is a metal kli, so chiddush, even though metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but here by says we're talking about a case where the tumah is not touching it, the tumah, the sheretz is only in the avir of the outside kli. So even though the metal kli is inside that, and the metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but since the sheretz is not touching the kli itself, therefore that's the chiddush, that the food that's inside the middle kli is not mekabel tumah, because it's not called inside the outside, the outer kli cheres, it's called inside the middle kli, that's called toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, all other kelim, a metal kli or a wooden kli, should not be mekabel tumah from the outside. Ela mitoichem, maybe only from the inside. Or uvenegia. And also if it touches. Rashi says, ela mitoichem, uvenegia means, ad sheyipo l'toichoi, till the sheretz falls inside the kli, even a metal one, v'yigobhen. It has to be only inside of it, maybe not the outside. Why, the Gemara says, of this earthly kli, it's mekabel tumah just from the avir. If the sheretz comes inside it without touching the walls, it's tummy. Still ainim mitam migaboi. If the sheretz touches the outside of an earthly kli, it's not mekabel tumah. If so, kol hakelim metal, shein mitamoyim miavirin. If the sheretz is just hanging in the air of the kli is not tummy. Is ainim din isn't as far to say sheinim mitam migabon that if the sheretz just touches the outside of the kli, it should not be mekabel tumah. Elamai, when will it be mekabel tumah? Only when the sheretz goes inside the kli and touches the kli. So why do I say by your kelim it's mekabel tumah the outside? So Mora says no. Omakor, the pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav tamehu, that any kli that's sealed tight, so it's not mekabel tumah from tumas anes. Tzadik is hayhu only a kli cheres tichi ein tzomid pasul olav tamei. If it's not covered, it's mekabel tumah. Hoyesh tzomid pasul olav tor, but only a kli cheres if it has been sealed tight and it's inside an oil of a tumas anes, it's not mekabel tumah. But mashma klili hakol akelim mashma any other kli that's not an earthly kli, like we said before, this pasul kli pasul is talking about a kli that's only mekabel tumah from the inside, which is a kli cheres from the avir of it. So only a kli cheres has this halacha that the tumah is only inside, not outside. Mashma though, hakol kelim, all other type of kelim, metal or wood, dein shiyes tzomit posel lehim, whether they have a sealed tight, is sealed on top, dein shein tzomit posel lehim, whether it's not sealed on top, still metamoyim. So mashma, even though the metal kli is sealed tight, so nothing can get inside it, still it becomes tameh. Why does it become tummy? It must be because here the tumah touches the outside of it, it's also mekabel tumah. So it must be by other kelim, even from outside also it's mekabel tumah. Right. Only this one, but everything else, no. Therefore, if it is possible, not clearly, a kli matchis, a metal kli, is mekabel tumah from the outside. Now the Mishnah says, toyer bekliates. What's toyer by a wooden kli is tumah bekli matchis. By a metal kli, that's still mekabel tumah. We'll see more exactly what it means. And the opposite way, toyer bekli matchis, what's considered tohor by a metal kli, is tumah bekliates. By a wooden kli, it's mekabel tumah. There's a difference between a wooden kli and a metal kli. Even though both of them are mekabel tumah from the outside, and not just from the inside, not by the avir alone, but still, there's different halachas between a metal one and a wooden one. Tanur Rabbanan, learn like this. Gulmi kliates. If you have a kliates that was formed a little bit, but it wasn't formed completely yet. Rashi says, gulmi means, shle nigmur kol malachton, it's not completely finished, this wooden kli yet. Avo nigmur mechakikoson, but it's not just on a piece of wood, you already hollowed out the wood a little bit for ruin handle tashmishan. You hollowed it out already, so it's ready to be fit for a spoon already. Just you didn't finish making it completely. That's called gulmi. Means the wood was already hollowed out, but it wasn't finished yet. So gulmi kliyet mitamoyim. It is mekabel tumah. But pshutehim, if you have a flat piece of wood, Rashi says afilu nigmur malachton, even though the wood was finished already. But as long as it's flat, it's not makabal, any liquid in it, is toirim, it's not makabal tumah. So Rashi says, why the iskis eitz l'sak, wood is doimah to a sack. The chsibah says, mikol kli eitz, oi beged, oi yor, oi sack. So we dash in masa, just like a sack, is metaltim, it has to be carried around when it's full and when it's empty. Av kol metaltim moliv rekon, it has to be able to retain something inside it. Now it's a flat piece of wood, it can't retain anything inside it, so it's not mekabel tumah. That's the lacha by wood. Wood has to have a base kibble. It receives something, and none of it's just flat. Mashenkin, now, what about a metal? By metals like this, gul make kli matkas. If you started to make the metal kli, but it wasn't finished yet, kol zman, it's not finished, a metal kli is tor, it's not mekabel tumah. But pshutayim, if you have the kli finished already, even though it's a flat piece of metal, a tumayim, it's still mekabel tuma. A metal kli is totally whether it's finished or not, even though it doesn't have a base kivel. So nimsa comes out, torah v'kliyates, what's torah by kliyates, if it's straight, if flat, tumay v'kli matchis. Even though the matchis is flat, as long as it's finished already, it's mekabel tuma. And toy b'kli matchas, what's toy by matchas, that the kli is not finished yet, is toy b'kliyates, by kliyates, even though it's not finished yet, but as long as you hollowed it out, that it could receive some liquid, it could be betal to molly, but rekas mekabel tuma. So that's the chilik between a wood and metal. Now the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, v'yelu hein gul mekliyates. What's called the kliyates that you hollowed out already, but just it's not finished, that the kli is not finished yet? It means like this, kol sh'os sid losuf. Anything that you still have to smooth it down. Like anything you still have to smooth down, even though the wood already, the hollowness was done already, but it's not smoothed out yet, it's not cooled, it's finished yet. Yeah. It has to be smoothed, or else, what's next lesson here? Or else, l'shabitz. L'shabitz means, Rashi says, Lashem mashpitzayts meramtsay sasuyas kemazgolim ketanim shemechusarim litkoyah be'masmoros. Like you didn't finish putting in the pegs inside it yet. Rashi says that's lenoi. Like you didn't finish making the extra pegs in it. Or else lagara, you still have to smooth it down. Lagara, that's to plan it. Or else the karkov, also to put trims around it, latiach petunis, or else to put also type of polish on it, tunis, Rashi says, dag, like to smear it with the oil of a fish, yeah, also to smooth it down, or else, mechus hakein, or else if it's missing a base to it, ay oigen, or it's missing a rim, ay oizen, or it's missing a handle. So tamei, even though these wooden kalim, even though they're not finished completely, but since it could be used the way it is, it's still called a kli. What's going to be mechusa chatito? Let's say though you didn't hollow it out yet, then tor, then the kli eats its tor. Rashi says the lav kli, it's not called a kli. Samari asked the question mechusa chatito chatito pshita. If it's missing, you didn't hollow it out yet. Pshita, it's not called a kli at all. Pshita is not a kabbal tuma. Samari says tzricha chiddush like this. Techok pizo. Because that you wanted to hollow it out to make it into a bigger kli, and you only hollowed out so far halfway out. That's the case. Like you wanted to make it a kav, and so far you only make it into a kepiza. That's like here, Rashi says, kli shebadaita. You want to make locha kachiyase kabo, and you only did three lugin. So even though it's roy from a locha, Rashi says hoyol l'shem kav. Since you started to make it into a kav, and you didn't finish that yet, that's still not called the Gemara Melacha. That's the Chiddush. And therefore, that's not Mekabel Tuma. That's the Locha by wood. Now, the Elohim, these are the things, the Gul Mikli Matchis. What's called the Gul Mikli Matchis? That you have a metal Kli that you didn't finish making it yet. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tuma. That means Kol Sh'osid Losha. Anything you have to smooth down. The same